seeking to give support to the National Council of Churches in supporting their effort to curb this global warming. Now, this is somewhat, we're kind of into it fresh, so to speak, and a lot of information is getting out now, and we're beginning to get educated about it more. Some pastors are a little bit ahead of others in terms of understanding what's going on and what we need to do as African-American churches and as African-Americans as a race to support this effort, because we believe that it, in the long term, it could be detrimental to minorities in the United States.
Can you give a little detail of how global warming would affect minority communities?
Well, I think it would affect the community health-wise, because persons who have upper respiratory problems, for example, oftentimes they don't have the wherewithal for the medical care, because we have so many people who are underprivileged who cannot afford medical care. So things like the upper respiratory problems such as asthma can be pretty devastating to a family without insurance.
So you're talking about air quality then?
We're talking about air quality for sure. And in many ways, when we look at where we're dumping our trash, chemicals are seeping into the soil, and even in some cases, it is alleged that it could cause cancer or some type of disease like that to a person if we don't really look at our environment and how we're taking care of it.
Why make the declaration now?
The earlier you start, the better. If you want to make a difference, the sooner you can start, the more effective you can be. And in fact, this is something that I think we should have been talking about some time ago. And I've myself just became more aware of global warming and how it will affect the community in regards to health, the economy, and how it might affect the community in terms of social justice. I myself just only became aware to a point where I was willing to start, you know, speaking about it and trying to influence people to participate just this year, really.
Is there anything that you are doing now in your own church to make others, I guess, people in your congregation aware, or to give them something practical to do about it?
We have not begun to do that in a formal, well-organized way. We've been addressing a lot of the health issues. We are blessed to have a medical doctor in our congregation and to also have a nurse who has a PhD, and we have a number of other nurses in our church. And so we have what we call our health and wellness ministry, and we've been addressing a lot of the problems as it relates to some of the illnesses that come out of from what we believe global warming is. And we're now moving toward this whole environmental thing, this global warming, things we can do to help make it better. And what I have in mind right now, even though we have not begun to do anything about it, is to encourage youth groups and men's groups and women's groups in the church to go in the community and to identify a certain area and keep that place clean. Secondly, to collect recyclable kinds of products such as cans and newspapers and what have you, and to encourage people to do that in their homes. See, we have not had an organized concerted effort in this kind of approach, and we're looking at doing that now.
Dr. Benjamin Snoddy, thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.